So the robot saw Bob set the coffee timer for 4 a.m. on Sunday and still somehow forgot to flip it back.
On a Tuesday morning, 2 days later, it finally remembered.
Exactly. And that's the whole benchmark, world lines. Long horizon, stateful, embodied agents in real homes. It's the first one that doesn't punt on cross-day state.
They're finally benchmarking live with me instead of FETCH-THE-KEY-30-SECONDS.
Which also means if the thing keeps asking the same question because it forgot you said it yesterday, trust is gone. That's the product failure they're trying to fix.
Right. Current long memory benchmarks are text logs. Embodied ones are instant episode killjoys. Worldlines threads the needle. Temporal spatial reasoning. Object state. Embodied planning and proactive assistance.
Four pillars Cody laid out. They generate full project-driven traces, dialogues, human actions, robot steps, device updates, execution feedback, then cut it at a timestamp and ask memory, QA, and embodied task planning.
Wait, are they simulating a real smart home stack or just faking device states?
They're faking the household devices so far, simulated smart bulbs, robot vacuum, fridge. But the state changes are still modeled like the real thing, which is fine for the benchmark.
Feature, not a bug. Until the robot actually has a real confirmation loop with the fridge.
Okay, fine, but their memory QA samples are brilliant. You freeze the trace at a cutoff, then ask what happened before. Robot has to reconstruct a Sunday coffee mistake from interleave actions and device logs.
And the embodied task planning samples expect the robot to use that remembered state to decide what to do next. So if Bob asks for coffee at 7 a.m., the robot shouldn't suggest brew now when it already knows Bob's routine is 8:30.
That's the insight. Agents that only retrieve text fall apart on stateful tasks because they can't tell I saw it from I was told it from I inferred it. ObsMem's whole move is observer grounded memory.
Observer grounded, meaning it keeps the raw observation buffer around, not just a retrieval index.
Three layers: evidence, state trail, and belief record. Evidence is the video clip or sensor log. State trail is the structured delta map of what changed when. And belief record is the robot's running best guess about the world given what it's sure of.
And the visibility aware twist is key. If the robot didn't see Bob move the fruit from counter to fridge, the state trail literally says unknown instead of hallucinating a location.
Which solves the classic where did I put my keys disappearing act. ObsMem doesn't let the robot guess. It forces it to mark the state as uncertain until it gets a direct observation or an action receipt.
Nice on paper. Results show ObsMem outperforms six baselines on memory QA and embodied planning. But, surprise, the ceiling is still 62% on the hardest cross-day tasks.
So, robots are wrong a third of the time on multi-day plans. That's not lights out autonomy.
The paper calls it significant challenges remain in partial observability and overwritten world states, which is polite for people still have to babysit the fridge sensor.
Okay, so who actually builds with this? Worldline ships both the benchmark and the model skeleton, so Home Robot Inc. can fork and extend the pipeline.
Real talk. They'll need a closed-loop confirmation protocol so the robot can ask, "Are you sure the fruit is in the fridge?" without tanking latency.
And Cody's already complaining that asking the user is cheating.
It's stealing the robot's soul. Next thing you know, the robot's a glorified Alexa pinging for every state change.
Not if the confirmation is under 500 milliseconds and the world state sync protocol keeps the phone, vacuum, and fridge all agreeing. Cody's only half right.
I'm half right. Fine, half right. But the paper barely touches state consensus. It assumes the observer has one clean view, not a split-brain smart home net.
They're shipping a reference architecture, which is still huge. ObsMem's the closest thing we've got to a robot that remembers like a human instead of retrieving like a chatbot.
Agreed. It's the step we needed. But until the architecture includes repair mechanisms when world state conflicts, like the fridge says empty, but I just dropped in fruit, it's still lab work.
So the honest take, landmark benchmark, solid first architecture, not yet a shippable brain for your home robot.
Exactly. And the next milestone isn't bigger memory. It's robots that act on remembered state, without bugging you every time.
Which means we're still years away from the bring me coffee robot that doesn't also bring you last Tuesday's forgotten breakfast.